Hello and welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, the podcast that examines conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I'll be your host, Mike Bowler, as we take a look at conspiracies in the news for the week ending February 2nd, 2018. And it was, again, another light news cycle, I guess, though there was some frightening stuff, at least one frightening story. Alex Jones tells listeners to self-investigate leftist churches. From a story in Media Matters, Jones tells his listeners that leftist organizations and churches are attempting to overthrow the government, create a false flag, and take the government back from Donald Trump and all the great stuff he's doing. And calls upon his listeners to infiltrate these organizations. Grow your hair, have a scruffy beard, wear your Che Guevara shirt, and go in there and find out what they're doing. And we need reports on what's going on. And the frightening thing about this, that he said the same thing, or roughly the same thing, during the Pizzagate story, which ended up having a guy show up at the Comet Ping Pong Pizzeria with a gun. So this story sounds like not a good idea to give his crazy listeners any ideas about what he could do, what they can do. Again, this is Jones being at his most irresponsible. So this may be a ongoing story. So we'll keep an eye on that. Of course, Alex Jones also claims that the accident involving the train carrying GOP lawmakers was a kamikaze attack on the Republicans. Again, story, a train accident where apparently a garbage truck was either trying to beat the train or got stopped on the tracks, got hit by an Amtrak train, which just so happened to be carrying a number of Republican, apparently, I believe they were just representatives, maybe, but a number of GOP representatives. While there were no deaths on the train, the driver was killed, and the driver of the garbage truck was killed, and the passenger was injured. But according to Alex Jones, he claims that the garbage truck pushed a cement mixer onto in front of the train to cause this accident, and that the driver of the garbage truck was attempting to kill everyone on the train. Of course, throughout his Jones's telling of the story doesn't match up with the facts. Of course, facts never bother Alex Jones. And of course, believing that this was part of a deep state attempt to attack the GOP. It's kind of hard to figure out what purpose this served Alex Jones other than to create a story that Donald Trump and his party is constantly under attack by the Democrats, that the Democrats are actually coming out and trying to bring harm to Trump's people. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. The third story, of course, because it had the word conspiracy in it, it came up in my news feeds. I didn't realize what was going on here. Elon Musk shoots down zombie apocalypse conspiracy after flamethrower sales skyrocket. And this was a story out of the Washington Times that basically, I'm trying to understand this story. I'm kind of guessing we might be dealing with a publicity stunt here. Elon Musk's company, the Boring Company, which is building these tunnels, they're supposed to be doing the Hyperloop in California. They're supposed to be doing this tunnel work in Maryland. And this company's pressing the idea of using tunnels to alleviate traffic, bringing new technologies, new thoughts in the design and building of these tunnels. And apparently of course, there's hats. You could buy, the Boring Company hat. And when those sold out, he offered a flamethrower. And right now, if you read the sales pitch, it really gives you kind of the feeling that it is a hoax. But apparently people are putting their money into this. Some articles, $3.5 million has already been dedicated to these flamethrowers. To purchase a flamethrower at $500 a throw, you can buy a fire extinguisher to go along with it. Might not be a bad idea if this is a real thing. But, and of course, then apparently there's even a California congressman who is trying to ban these, the sale of these in California, even though California does have some laws governing flamethrowers. But of course, someone on 4chan, of course, wanted to believe that this was part of Elon Musk's creating a zombie apocalypse. And of course, we would need the flamethrowers to defeat the zombies. Okay, so you gotta, I don't know of how real this is. This may be just a publicity stunt, which maybe, we'll see. I don't know if it's a publicity stunt. Maybe you'll actually get a flamethrower. May not necessarily be a flamethrower. Maybe just something to, like a tiki light or something like that. Maybe something silly. Or maybe even just like a, I don't even know. I don't even want to begin to speculate on what that might be. But certainly it's gotten some interests. It's popping up on the interwebs, and let's watch. This is another story to watch. And the final two stories, this has to do with Facebook and its trending topics. And there's two sites that have been popping up in this trending now pages. Of course, it is Alex Jones and the Storm conspiracy, and a conspiracy website Zero Hedge. Now, we all know about, if you haven't listened to the show before, InfoWars, Alex Jones, a well-known conspiracy nutter, much of the stuff you'll hear on it is take a little truth, you stretch that truth, insert whatever political jargon you want to put in there, and create a conspiracy out of it. Zero Hedge initially started as a financial page and had kind of grown into a conspiracy site. And when I did some research on Zero Hedge, much of the stuff there is very libertarian. This is a place where you'll find articles opposed to the Federal Reserve, returning to the gold standard, that type of stuff. And most of the articles, if not all the articles, are written by a person going by the name of Tyler Durden. If you know Tyler Durden, this is the, if you haven't, hopefully you haven't seen Fight Club, this is the alter ego of the hero. And trying to find out who's writing these articles, they're all, seems to be at least 30 people writing under this name of Tyler Durden. So you don't really have, it's kind of hard to pin down who's writing these stories. So it's all anonymous, basically. And though to use the Tyler Durden name on Zero Hedge, I think you have to be in the group, or you have to be approved to use that name. So more than likely, those who use their regular bylines aren't necessary. They could be also writing under the Tyler Durden name. But needless to say, Zero Hedge has been notorious for reporting false stories. And what's bothered some people, apparently, is that both these websites, InfoWars and Zero Hedge, has been popping up on the trending. And trying to deal with the issue of free speech. In the United States, we have the ability to speak our minds without any repercussions from the government. That doesn't mean that we can yell fire in a crowded movie theater. It just means that we should be able to speak our minds without being censored by the government or by anyone. Not all opinions are equally valid. But on the other hand, you should be able to defend those opinions and should be willing to accept the fact that your opinions may not be right. By blocking InfoWars, Zero Hedge, any of these sites, does get into some scary areas of censorship. So I'm a little bit leery. I mean, if InfoWars went away, went bankrupt, I would be happy. I would be more than happy. Unfortunately, if InfoWars went bankrupt, went out of business, there's somebody in the wings ready to take its place. So we'll never get away from the crazies, but it shouldn't be done through any form of censorship. I mean, we need to be constantly calling out Alex Jones and saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. This is not right. You know, you have no evidence that there was a pedophile ring in the comet ping pong. So it's, again, this is kind of a scary story, but apparently the story actually focuses on Facebook's attempt to eliminate fake news and whether this is something that they can actually pull off, because like InfoWars, they'll take a real story. I mean, it'll be a real story, but then they read between the lines. Jones has his contacts in the various or groups or organizations. He's apparently has a plant in the CIA, FBI, Department of Justice, in all different departments that feeds him information. And of course, he treats them as reliable sources. He never quotes any of them. He never mentions who they are, who they might be. Are these high ranking, low ranking, whatever the, of course, he generally mentions top people. So who these top people are, we don't know. I mean, the head janitor is a lead person. So does a janitor have access to the nuclear secrets? No, he doesn't, or shouldn't have, or I hope he doesn't have. But again, I think this is one of those double-edged swords. Yes, let's try to get rid of the fake stuff, any fake news, but you can't shut down people completely. And that's the dilemma. And I'm hoping, I'd like to be careful with what I say on this, because on one hand, I don't want my free speech rights taken away if I have to defend InfoWars. To keep my ability to speak out, I'm going to do that. But I'm certainly going to say InfoWars is something you really don't want to be listening to. You don't want to be getting your news from InfoWars. And with that, that's pretty much the news for this week. Hopefully, I'm on the tail end of the flu bug. So hopefully this turns out okay. If I sound a little different, that's probably why. I think finally my lungs are working properly again. So we'll give this, we'll try to get this show out. Hopefully you'll hear this tomorrow, Tuesday. And thank you for listening. I'm going to, I want to thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week. Good night.